This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Nutrition and Health News channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Ashley Trenier, CEO of FarmBox Direct, a weekly food delivery service that is bringing new meaning to the phrase farm to table. Like a hybrid of CSA and Fresh Direct, this online service delivers organic and all-natural non-GMO fruits and vegetables from the farm straight to your front door. Ashley, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome. I'm really excited to hear what FarmBox Direct offers. So, as you know, eHealth Radio listeners are avid health nuts, and we all can agree that there's nothing like having seasonal, fresh, straight from the farm, 100% organic produce, as opposed to generic ones that you find in the supermarket sprayed with pesticides. But we also know how hard farm fresh produce is to come by, especially if we're so busy to trek over to a farmer's market. Tell us more about your background as a busy New York single mom working in the fashion industry and how that sparked the idea to design a concept like FarmBox.
Well, I'm the farmer's daughter. My dad's a farmer in the Midwest, and I grew up with great produce. And for me, being a New Yorker, you would think you would have access to lots of great produce easily here in the city, and I didn't because I was a busy working mom. And at one point, I just figured I was not the only person with this problem, and I stepped down from my career in fashion, and I launched FarmBox Direct, and I quickly learned that I was not the only person with this problem. And to me, it's really like our customer. We have urban customers, but we really deal with people in those food deserts, and that's basically a huge problem in America today.
Now, you've talked a lot about the growing problem that we're facing with food deserts nationwide, where Americans don't have access to healthy meals or even farmers markets to buy affordable produce. Tell us more about how FarmBox Direct aims to address this public health crisis.
Well, we basically deliver anywhere that FedEx goes. I have a strategic partnership with PeriShip and FedEx, and basically, if FedEx delivers to you, we can deliver to you. So when I decided to go big with this company, I said, you know, how can I reach everyone in America, cost-effective for that person, but how can I also reach these people in these food deserts? Because, you know, brick-and-mortar is just not cutting it for these people. They're having to drive hours to get food, and it's really an epidemic in this country. And so, you know, FedEx was the answer for me.
You got to love FedEx. And you've also spoken openly about your daughter being an inspiration to the company. She is a self-proclaimed vegan. And there are tons of conversations in the media these days that are showing we are doing as much as we can to inspire our children to eat better, such as Meatless Mondays. But we're still facing the worst child obesity crisis in history within the United States. To that end, tell us more about what you believe families can be doing to keep their kids healthy, the conversations that we should have with them about fresh food, how to make vegetables something they enjoy eating, and maybe even aspire like your daughter to switch toward a more plant-based diet.
Yeah, I mean, I've been very fortunate, I like to say, that my daughter only wants fruits and veggies. She's actually done that all on her own. That wasn't myself pushing her for that. But it's that, you know, I really just, primarily from when she started eating solid food, she was just introduced to avocados, bananas, strawberries, things along that line. And I think if you introduce your children to, you know, healthy food and healthy eating ways, I think that that's going to obviously shape their future. I mean, 48% of children under the age of 12 are obese in this country. And a big reason I brought on Sam Kass, who just stepped down as the White House chef, as an advisor into FarmBox Direct. And, you know, he's worked very hard on Michelle Obama's Get Fit campaigns of getting kids to get up and exercise and getting fresh produce on their plate. And I think it really comes down to the parent being the responsible one and saying, like, you're not going to eat those, you know, Cheetos today. You're going to eat apple slices instead. And it's so important to just get your kids in that kitchen and cook with you. And I cook with my daughter every night. We cook together. And it's something she looks forward to. She enjoys. And once you start cooking with your kids, they really take a pride in what they've made and eating it and consuming it. And I think that that's a key thing, is get your kids in that kitchen with you and spend a little time cooking with them.
Without a question, today we are speaking with Ashley Trenier, CEO of Farm Box Direct, a weekly food delivery service that is bringing new meaning to the phrase farm to table here on eHealth Radio's nutrition and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, it's truly incredible what you've accomplished thus far, especially given your limited resources. When you were first starting out, you went from being a single new mom on food stamps to the owner of a thriving national startup within just a few short years. Since stress and mental health is a huge health concern, especially for entrepreneurs, what would you say kept you grounded and undeterred on the path throughout that time that you were growing FarmBox, and what still helps you to deal with stress and life's roadblocks on a daily basis?
Well, you know, when I was pregnant with my daughter, I was married, and my, you know, my ex-husband, he abandoned me when I was pregnant, and I ended up on food stamps. And so I really learned very quickly on a food stamp budget of what I could really buy with that amount of money a month, which is not a lot. And, you know, the ups and downs, I think, has just really been that I've wanted to show my daughter, you know, no matter what is thrown at you, no matter what comes in your way, you can be successful no matter, you know, no matter what. I didn't have any education when I, you know, journeyed off to New York City and took a job in fashion and then launched this company. And so I think really, you know, my research and, you know, working with the USDA and things, I've learned of this food desert crisis in our country. And it's really that. I want to tackle that problem, and I want to show my daughter and anyone else that no matter what's thrown at you, if you just keep pushing and keep charging ahead, that nothing can really come in your way.
Certainly an inspiration. Now, let's talk about what real nutrition means to you. As a farmer's daughter, you probably stand by the old adage from Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. What are some other food truths or eating non-negotiables you live by on a regular basis that you would recommend to the listeners?
Well, I'm an avid juicer. That's another thing that people can do to get, you know, fruits and veggies in their kids if their kids just won't touch them. I juice every day, and I really feel a difference in my body if I don't juice every morning. And, you know, my daughter, I make her smoothies as well. And I think that we don't eat a ton of meat in my household because my daughter doesn't eat meat. So, you know, I'm a single mom. It's just her and I. So I think that just really putting those fresh produce on your plate and making dishes around that, and you can get very creative with, you know, beets and radishes, things like that. And I think that if you don't eat well, nothing else into your life is going to be great, because, you know, food is our medicine. And it really, I think now America in just the last maybe 3 to 5 years is really starting to wake up to, you know, hey, what we eat, what we feed our children affects, you know, our entire day, and in light of that, our entire lives and your children's lives.
Well, Ashley, certainly have enjoyed the conversation, and I think it's absolutely phenomenal what you've created through FarmBox Direct. Where can folks get more information and take advantage?
They can visit the site, farmboxdirect.com. We now deliver to over two-thirds of the United States. We just opened our second facility for distribution, and we're now delivering throughout all of the Midwest.
Thanks so much, Ashley, for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly wish you and the company all the best.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Ashley Trenier, CEO of FarmBox Direct, a weekly food delivery online service that delivers organic and all-natural non-GMO fruits and vegetables from the farm straight to your door. And once again, the website of reference is farmboxdirect.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Nutrition and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.